Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Now, It All Makes Sense, How an ADHD Diagnosis Brought Clarity to My Life is a non-fiction book by Alex Partridge that combines memoir, mental health reflection, and practical guidance about ADHD. Best known as the founder of Unilad and Alive Bible and the host of the ADHD Chatter podcast, Partridge writes from the perspective of someone diagnosed with ADHD in adulthood after years of confusion, alcoholism, and mental health struggles. The book is not a clinical manual, but it draws heavily on interviews and insights from ADHD experts to explain how ADHD can shape behavior, relationships, work habits, and self-image. Its central purpose is to reframe ADHD as a condition that can be understood with compassion rather than shame. The book focuses on clarity, validation, and practical adaptation, making it especially relevant for late-diagnosed adults, people questioning whether they may have ADHD, and readers interested in neurodiversity and mental health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adult diagnosis as a turning point in self-understanding. A core idea in the book is that an ADHD diagnosis in adulthood can reorganize a person's entire interpretation of the past. Partridge describes years of difficulties that were visible in behavior, but lacked a coherent explanation until diagnosis gave them a name. That shift matters because ADHD is often misread as laziness, irresponsibility, or instability when it is actually a neurodevelopmental condition that affects attention, planning, impulse control, and emotional regulation. The book shows how diagnosis does not erase the damage caused by misunderstanding, but it can reduce confusion and self-blame. In that sense, the diagnosis functions less as a label and more as an explanatory framework. This is one of the book's main strengths. It illustrates how insight can be psychologically corrective, especially for adults who have spent years trying to force themselves into patterns that never fit. Rather than presenting diagnosis as an endpoint, Partridge treats it as the beginning of more accurate self-assessment and more realistic adaptation. Secondly, reframing ADHD traits as strengths rather than defects. Another major theme is the book's effort to move beyond deficit-based language. Partridge repeatedly argues that the same traits that create difficulty can also support creativity, initiative, speed of thought, and entrepreneurial energy. This reframing is not presented as denial of real impairment. Instead, it reflects the idea that ADHD traits are context-dependent. Impulsivity can become poor judgment in one setting, but fast decision-making in another. Distractibility can interfere with routine tasks, yet also support idea generation and lateral thinking. The book uses this perspective to challenge the assumption that neurotypical working styles should be the standard by which ADHD lives are measured. That argument gives the book analytical force, because it asks readers to distinguish between genuine impairment and socially imposed expectations. Partridge does not claim ADHD is easy or purely advantageous. He argues that people with ADHD often need environments that allow their strengths to operate without punishing the features that come with them. This makes the book useful for readers looking for a realistic, non-sentimental account of difference. Thirdly, using ADHD-friendly systems instead of forcing neurotypical routines. The book is especially practical when it discusses adaptation. One recurring point is that many conventional organizational systems fail not because the person is incapable, but because the system is mismatched to ADHD cognition. Partridge gives examples such as preferring a visible whiteboard calendar over a phone calendar, because the former is harder to ignore and easier to keep in view. This is important because it shifts the focus from personal failure to design. Rather than telling readers to try harder, the book asks what tools actually fit the way an ADHD brain manages attention and memory. That distinction gives the book credibility. It is not offering abstract encouragement, but concrete examples of environmental supports. The same logic applies to routines, work timing, and task management. The book suggests that flexibility, visibility, and external structure often matter more than discipline in the conventional sense. This makes the book relevant to readers seeking usable strategies, not just reassurance. Fourthly, the emotional burden of shame, anxiety, and misread behavior. Although the book is hopeful, it does not avoid the emotional consequences of living undiagnosed. Partridge discusses struggles linked to alcoholism, mental health, and the frustration of repeatedly failing to meet expectations that others treat as normal. ADHD in this context is not only a matter of attention or productivity, it also affects identity, relationships, and emotional stability. The book pays attention to experiences such as rejection sensitivity, social anxiety, and the feeling of being fundamentally out of step with other people. That focus matters because many accounts of ADHD overemphasize behavior while underplaying the cumulative emotional cost of misunderstanding. By linking diagnosis to the easing of shame, the book shows how explanation can be therapeutic even when practical problems remain. Readers are invited to see self-criticism not as proof of weakness, but as a response to years of being misunderstood. This is one of the book's most important contributions in the mental health space. Lastly, a hybrid of memoir and expert informed ADHD education. What distinguishes the book from many other ADHD titles is its hybrid structure. It is rooted in Partridge's personal story, but it also draws on his conversations with ADHD experts through the ADHD Chatter podcast. This gives the book a broader perspective than a purely autobiographical account. The memoir element supplies immediacy and emotional credibility, while the expert-informed material helps connect individual experience to wider patterns in ADHD understanding. That combination is useful because ADHD is often discussed either in clinical terms or in personal anecdote, but not both at once. The book bridges the gap by making the material accessible without becoming simplistic. It covers practical areas such as finances, parenting, work, and everyday organization, which makes the discussion feel grounded in ordinary life rather than theory. In category terms, it sits between self-help, memoir, and public education, and that mix is a major reason for its appeal. In conclusion, Now It All Makes Sense is best suited to adults with ADHD, people who suspect they may have it, parents navigating ADHD in the family, and readers interested in neurodiversity and mental health. It will also appeal to anyone who wants a personal account of late diagnosis that is grounded in practical observation rather than abstract theory. The book's chief benefit is clarity. It helps readers connect behaviors that may have seemed isolated or confusing into a coherent pattern. It also offers a useful corrective to shame by showing how traits often treated as weaknesses can become understandable when viewed through the right framework. Compared with more clinical ADHD books, it is less technical and more immediate. Compared with many memoirs, it is more explicitly educational and application-oriented. Its distinctive strength lies in combining vulnerability, lived experience, and expert-informed insight without losing readability. As a result, it works both as a validating account for people with ADHD and as a concise introduction for readers trying to understand the condition from the inside. If you would like to support Alex Partridge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.